99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Welcome back to it. Hopefully, y'all had a good Memorial Day weekend. Maybe a much needed break for many of you. Maybe if you had to work, you had a good experience nonetheless. Did you have some fun?
Yeah, we ended up like bouncing around the neighborhood yesterday. Great day for the pool, mm-hmm. which was awesome. Ended up at a friend's house, and there was an arm wrestling tournament that happened. So, start off with the men, then the kids, then the women.
Oh, wow. How far did you make it?
I did not go. I was cheering everyone on.
You were just an observer.
Yes. I was documenting. Oh, actually, I was the soundtrack person. So I pulled up Eye of the Tiger on my phone, held that up. You know, you need theme music when something like that breaks out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I hear that.
Yeah. Super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We did like, a little hiking trip, and it's funny because, we do this maybe once every couple years. We'll go.
Nature.
And we'll do nature, and we'll hike, and I think, maybe a couple years ago, we did like Jefferson County Forest, and then a few years ago, we did, Red River Gorge. But yesterday we did Tioga Falls, which is down there, kind of Brandenburg, area. And, beautiful. Again, like you said, beautiful day for anything that you wanted to do outside. Because, it was perfect. But
you saw the nature.
Nature. And then I realized this morning as I woke up, my cheeks are a little bit sore.
Your cheeks?
My butt.
Why are your cheeks sore? Oh, your butt cheeks.
My butt cheeks are a little sore.
Got it.
It's the hiking. It's the walking up and down the terrain and all that stuff. Because, you know, it's a good mile hike to get out to Tioga Falls from the parking lot. And then
you got to turn around and go back.
And then you got to go back. Yeah. And it's not a flat paved road the entire way. You got to go up and down and all that stuff. And it was a good day for all that stuff. And, so hopefully, you got a chance to get out and enjoy it a little bit. Today we've got tickets to Niall Horan to give away. Yes, Niall Horan is coming to Cincinnati in June of 2024.
Okay, so, wow, over a year at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, just hooking you up with tickets both online and then right around 8 o'clock here this morning all week. So you can basically win them now and just forget about it for a year.
Okay. Why do they do that? I'm just curious. It's just so much planning.
Well, it's fun because I want to say that it was One Direction probably 10 years ago that were the first band that I can remember that did that whole, hey, we're going to give away tickets for 14, 15 months in advance. And
they were like, well, yes.
And Niall Horan,
will do that.
Obviously from One Direction, was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that too.
Good formula.
So anyways, we'll have those tickets to give away all this week here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
You are not going to believe the start that this new graduate had in life and where she's going now.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right, Kelly Kay.
This is a pretty amazing story. 18-year-old Skye Kastner. She was born in the Galveston County Jail while her mom was incarcerated in Texas. Her father later came to get her, took her home to raise on his own. Mm-hmm. All these years, though, she's now graduated third in her class, and a few months from now is going to be attending Harvard University to study law.
Wow.
Yeah. And she could have done it, obviously, without a lot of people in her life. Her mentor, Mona, walked with her through many firsts. Other community leaders also helped her with things like attending summer camps. She had a lot of support. And, you know, the two, she connected with her mentor over the fact that neither one of them grew up with a mother.
No.
And she's only spoken to her mom once mm-hmm. when she was a young teenager. In 2022, she won a drug awareness speech contest where she spoke on the fentanyl crisis plaguing the nation, won a $2,000 scholarship, and now she's going to Harvard.
Look at that.
Just proving that it does not matter where you start in this world. If you apply yourself, you can do anything. So inspiring. We'll share her story. Tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good stuff there.
The show's not over when you get to your desk. Stream Ben and Kelly while you work at thebenandkellyshow.com.
Little kid or drunk adult. All right, let's say hey to Renisha. Hi, Renisha.
Hello.
Renisha, she lives on the West End and is a dog person. She's currently dating and loves to give tattoos. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, like real tattoos or like temporary tattoos?
Real tattoos.
Oh, wow.
A tattoo or...
So, nice. Renisha, what would you say was your most elaborate tattoo that you've ever put on a person?
A snake on my sister's back. I tattooed a snake on my sister's back.
Oh, that sounds large.
It was.
Wow, does she still love it?
It was to cover up something else.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. That's good.
How many times as a tattoo artist are you pulled into a situation where it's like, all right, here's a name. I'm going to need you to cover this name up.
That was her.
No, okay. Okay. I understand. All right, Renisha. Kelly's going to explain the game.
You're going to hear a story, and it either happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult. You got to figure out which one.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready for your first audio clue?
Yes.
All right.
I ate 2 boxes of snack cakes while walking through a Costco.
Sounds like a great afternoon to me.
Yeah. 2 boxes of snack cakes walking through Costco. Was she a little kid or drunk adult when that was happening?
I say a little kid.
All right, you say little kid. Kelly, what do you say?
That sounds like something a little kid would do.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Wow. Someone got the munchies. All right, what happened?
The manager intervened after following my trail of wrappers and forced us to pay for the snack cakes on the spot before asking us to leave.
Oof. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's stealing.
Yeah, it technically is stealing, uh-huh. That's for sure. I will say, though, that sometimes it is great walking through the aisles there and getting the samples and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that is some good stuff.
I mean, my dad would go there, like, just for an afternoon, just for the samples.
Okay. All right, Renisha, you are 0-1. You ready for this next one?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next one.
So we drew Devil Baby on my nephew's face in Sharpie, forgetting that his christening was the next day.
All right.
Oh, my.
So she drew Devil Baby on her nephew's face in Sharpie.
Right before the christening?
That had to be a little kid.
Okay, so Renisha, you're saying little kid.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Renisha, you're saying little kid. All right.
Drunk adult.
Oh my God.
Why are you all fanning these people?
They're finding us, Renisha. All right, so she was drunk.
The words, like, only partially came off. And to this day, my sister finds no humor in the story.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
The baby's christening with Devil Baby written on its face. You're going to need to sprinkle a little extra holy water on this one.
Gosh. All right. Renisha, you're 0-2. I don't know if it could be a talent to go 0-3.
Yes, this is the big comeback right here. Here
all
it
right,
is.
All right, but here's your comeback. All right. One last one.
Okay.
All right. Little kid or drunk adult?
I flipped over the headboard of my bed.
What?
And a jar of pennies fell on my face because I thought I was an Olympian.
Okay, that voice sounds oddly familiar. How did you get through, Kelly? All right, so...
I always wanted to be on a radio show.
All right, so she flipped over her bed, jar of pennies fell on her face. Was she a little kid or is she a drunk adult?
I just heard this the other day, too.
So you know the answer.
Yeah.
The big hint, it was in the 80s.
She was a little kid.
Are you sure?
No, she was a drunk adult.
Okay, you're going to say drunk adult. All right, Renisha, drunk adult. Kelly, what do you say?
I was a little kid.
All right, Kelly says little kid. You say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, there it is. Renisha, you went 0-3. What an accomplishment.
I'm so stuck with my
my first answer.
What an accomplishment.
I was not a drunk adult in the 80s. Thank you. I'm not that old.
That is funny. Renisha, you're funny. All right.
Well, here, let's hear taped Kelly explain what happened.
I thought I could be in the Olympics, so I did a flip over my sister's footboard, and I bounced off the bed, and then I hit the dresser, and a jar of pennies was on that, and then as I was falling down, the jar of pennies, like, all the pennies emptied out on my face, and then the corner of the jar hit the bridge of my nose, and I had to have stitches.
Okay, so there you go. Renisha, you have a definite talent. It's tattooing people. Your other definite talent is getting every single question wrong. That's good enough for us. We'll give you the tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you for feeling sorry for me.
Oh, no, this is so great. And listen, it's at this time that we would like to say you, too, can be a part of this radio program by sharing your story so I don't have to keep doing that.
I think it's funny that, Renisha, you literally said, oh, I heard this. I heard this.
I did.
And you still got it wrong.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember. I hear the thing.
I don't know if I'm offended that you think I was a drunk adult in the 80s or not.
I love it. All right, Renisha, I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to get a little bit more information from you. All right, thank you. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's fun. That's good times. Listen, people, we need you to call and tell us your stories because I'm out. Like, I think my well is dry. I don't have any more to share.
Kelly had one. She was one and done. One and done.
Tomorrow, Ben's going to be a contestant.
Okay. It's a little kid, drunk adult.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We're putting the fun in funeral with a phone tap on the way right around 7 o'clock.
Always a good time.
And then, you know, apartment complex applications, they can be very involved, right?
Sure.
This setting the bar story is just extra, though. What this one guy did during his application process probably is not a key in getting an apartment. All right?
Okay.
All right. So that is on the way, and you're setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Enjoy the last week of school for many of you. Here, just a short work week, and then Ben and Kelly will just go off into a distant memory.
Oh, no, see.
For another 3 months.
You'll probably sleep through the show.
Yeah,
I got
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
Well, you can catch up on the podcast.
Well,
you
for
know.
Sure. Yeah, of course, always at WDJX.com. Click listen. We'll be there when you want us, not just in real time.
Couldn't we just adjust the showtime then? People can be sleeping in? I've never wondered why we couldn't just do that.
Yeah, well.
Can we start like at 10?
Oh, wow.
When people are waking up?
Novel. That's just, you're cooking with Crisco, as they say,
I
Kelly.
Know. Mornings in the middays.
All right.
It could be a new approach.
Coming up next, apartment applications can be very involved to the point where it feels like you're exposing almost too much private information, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while since you or I have applied for an apartment. However, it's a thing.
Yeah, I know. I think they've changed too. Because before, I feel like I was like, "Can you pay? Yes, okay, sign here,
sign here." First,
do you
and
have
last
money
month's deposit.
For this every month? Okie dokies.
This guy did not take the right approach in applying for an apartment.
Got it.
Maybe exposed too much information. Okay. So we'll get to that coming up next after Miguel on 99.7 EJX. All right, time for a Setting the Bar story.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without airdropping nudes while you're filling out an application for an apartment, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not necessary for the application.
You know, I haven't filled out an application for an apartment in a long time, so I don't know if there's a little checkbox that says nudes.
I don't think
yes,
so. I don't
no,
think they added that. I don't think it's
like,
changed
well,
that much.
I don't see anything, any place on the to add an attachment, so maybe I just need to airdrop them. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
This 23-year-old dude in Oklahoma was adding realtor. earlier this month, decided, you know, he's going to apply for an apartment, right? So they had a computer set up for him to fill out an application. So while he was doing that, the employees said they received a couple airdrop notifications. Now, you have to accept them if they're not like, your contacts, right?
Yes, you do. Well, I think you have to accept them either way.
Right. So they thought it was something for an apartment. Like the guy had a question about apartment or you know, had like his last, like his water bill or something like that to prove residency or whatever. So they accepted. Turns out they were nude selfies of the guy at the computer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There was shot
like
of him.
Happening in real time?
Okay. No, there was a shot of him in front of a mirror. So obviously not there. Then just a photo of his junk. So
methinks that he might have been thinking he was going to send it to his lady friend while he is filling out the application. Maybe it was just like the wrong recipient. You think, like, hey, I'm going to multitask. I'm going to fill out an application for this apartment. And I'm also going to send my lady some.
You are giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. I will tell you that.
I am. Because, well, what would make him think, hey, these people need to see me naked? Then they'll really say, yes, you can have the apartment. I don't really think anybody would think that. Like, I think he was just like multitasking, like, I'm going to fill out this application. And, oh, my lady friend would like to see these.
So, anyways, cops were called on him. He was arrested for indecent exposure. I'm assuming he didn't get the apartment, but I don't know. Again, haven't filled out an apartment application in a long time, so I don't know if there's like a little checkbox for nudes, check, and then he's like, I don't know where to send them, so maybe I'll just airdrop into these nice, fine folks.
Or maybe he's just like, you know what? Listen, I know there's a bathroom in this unit, so this is what I would look like while I'm using that.
I'm just trying to place myself there.
Full transparency. I'm just trying to live in it for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just try to see what that's going to be like and what you guys know what that's going to be like.
Yeah. What are my nudes going to look like in your establishment?
I feel like it's going to work out well. What do you guys think?
Anyways, a little setting the bar there. So if you're.
I like to get into the psyche behind it. You know, sure. I just like to try to, you know, spitball, like, what are they thinking?
So if you're filling out an application for an apartment today or maybe this week or month, maybe try not to airdrop nudes while you're filling out the application.
It might work out better for you.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story here on 99.7 EJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We're really fortunate Robert Hassenpepper is around, and he is so versatile, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the thing. He has some specific requests for an upcoming funeral.
Ooh, okay.
And unfortunately for Frank, he's the guy who has to answer the phone.
Oh, I bet that they get a lot of different requests.
Yeah, putting the fun in funeral. Phone tap on the way next on 99.7 EJX.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 EJX.
So Kristen said, here's a phone tap idea for you. My husband Frank works at a funeral home. He's got a pretty good sense of humor about his job, too, except that he's heavily in work mode.
Mm.
Want to give him a call?
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper has some very specific requests for an upcoming funeral, respectively, of course.
Uh-huh.
Frank is the unfortunate person who has to answer the phone. It's your phone tap.
Funeral Home and Cremation Services, this is Frank.
Hi, Frank, Robert Hassenpepper, hoping you can help me out. You've got the service for Mr. this Saturday, right?
Hold on, let me double check the time on that. One second here. Yes, for the memorial service is at 4 p.m. on this Saturday.
Oh, all right. Wonderful. He's the grandfather of a buddy I went to college with, you see?
Oh, I see. I'm very sorry for your loss.
Right. Well, I didn't know the deceased, just his grandson. I haven't talked to him in a bunch of years.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So it's 4 p.m. on this Saturday.
Right, right. Hey, I have another quick question while I got you.
Sure.
All right. Can you tell me what the old man will be wearing?
You mean the...
Right, yeah, the late, the deceased, the, guest of honor.
All right, no one's ever asked me that before, and I don't think that's information I can give out anyway. The family picks the attire for the deceased.
Well, can you give me a hint? Is it Frank? Is it a suit and tie, maybe?
You know what, I can't say for certain, but yes, most men, are put in a suit and tie, yeah.
All right, that's perfect. Well, you see, I was in a fraternity with his grandson, you know, my college buddy, and I know that his grandpa, Mr. was in that same fraternity when he was in college, and so was my buddy's dad.
Okay.
Right, and we're All proud members of Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa. Oh, buddy. Those were the days.
Sir, is there anything else I could help you with?
Yes, there is. In fact, here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to wear my Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa necktie to the service Saturday. Now, if I bring an extra Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa necktie, could you put it on Mr. Who? I mean, I think his son and grandson would love to see that.
No, unfortunately, sir, I can't. The family has control over that. That's not an option.
Well, you see, it's just a tie, and the guy was a legendary member of Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa.
I would never change the wardrobe of the deceased without the family's express direction. So I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, you don't have to get all huffy about it, Frank. I mean, I think they'd love it. It'd be a great surprise.
All right, sir, this may surprise you, but I found that people don't really like surprises on the day of their loved one's funeral. So, you know, is there anything else I could help you with? Because I can't do that.
Okay, well, how about this? I happen to know that Mr. was a huge Cards fan. I mean, huge! You know, I could bring in a Cardinals jersey and have you put it on him before the show.
All right, look, first of all, it's not a show. It's a memorial service. And no, I will not be doing any of those things. No sports jersey, no Kappa Delta, whatever it is.
Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa.
All right, whatever.
Sir.
If you want to speak directly to the family about your ideas, go ahead. But I can't make any of these changes just because you think it's a good idea. So, sir, I have to get back to some other tasks.
See, that's the problem, Frank. I can't speak to the family because I don't actually know the family.
Wait, what are you saying?
Frank, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K calling you from 99.7 DJX. This is called a phone tap.
Wait, what is this? Who is this calling? And I'm on the radio? Is this a joke?
Yeah, it is. Kristen called us and wanted us to have a little fun with you, Frank.
Wait, so Kristen, so this is all fake? This is all on the radio?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's fake.
Oh my gosh. All right. I have so many things to do. Wow. Well, you guys definitely got me. Yeah, I was getting worked up over this guy.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Should have.
As a member of Kappa 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 Delta Kappa Kappa Kappa, I mean, my gosh.
No, but he handled that very well. Yes, I agree that probably people don't want surprises.
Yeah.
For an occasion like that.
When a clown like Robert Hassenpepper calls you, that's the way you handle it.
So. Absolutely. No, I don't even know the family, but I'm going to need you to add this to the body. Starla's pointing out Kappa Delta is a sorority, not a fraternity.
But we're talking about Kappa Kappa Delta Kappa Kappa, and when you're a legend, legends need to be honored.
You are correct, sir.
Right. So there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Hi, we're Ben Davis and Kelly K. Coming up next, it's a fun. It's a feel good. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Okay. So I am putting this in the feel good lane. It's a senior prank, and it's not really like because it was a good thing or it helped people, but because school officials were impressed.
Oh.
They're like, okay, well done.
They tipped their hat.
Well done. Yep.
All right. And then group therapy. Ellen is upset at the lack of respect people in her neighborhood are doing.
Oh, boy.
She's got some words. And so that is coming up in your group therapy. Miley Cyrus first. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Every hour we give you feel-good stories. And Kelly Kay.
So this is a senior prank ending up in the feel-good lane.
All right.
Officials at Maryland's Meade High School surprised to find out that their building was up for sale for a huge bargain. It was listed on Zillow as the senior prank for $42,069. Listing read, this nice half-working jail is on sale for a steal. All 15 bathrooms come with sewage issues. Nice spacious kitchen, dining room, private basketball court.
Uh-huh.
Now, there were some discrepancies in that it was opened in 1997, not as the listing suggests in 1792.
Oh, wow.
They'll probably correct that, though.
Mm-hmm.
No one has claimed being responsible for the ad, by the way, but could have the makings of an urban legend here.
Mm.
And school officials were impressed. He said, you know what? Here's one senior prank in which no one was hurt, no property was damaged, and it was creative.
Yeah, that is good.
Job well done.
Yeah, I like that.
So now I kind of need nobody to take responsibility so that in that community, that is like an urban legend that no one will figure out.
The school district even had a little fun with this as well. Here's their response when we reached out yesterday. They say this is incredibly creative advertising, but we are stunned that the listers so vastly underestimated the value okay. of this prime real estate with such amazing amenities. This won't be on the market for long.
Yeah. Yep. We snatched up.
That's funny.
Isn't that great? Love it. So what a great way to end your school career, walk out like deuces. Hope somebody buys the school.
Give it a good home.
Exactly. Pretty good story. We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. So Ellen upset at the lack of respect people who jog are putting on display by her house.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm a jogger.
Do you think it has something to do with what they wear?
I don't think I'm a target, though.
Okay.
For her rage.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
For her rage. And so we're going to need, I guess, she's requesting people to justify themselves.
Okay.
So this is interesting. All right. So this group therapy on the way on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ellen says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can you discuss this? I am so irritated by the lack of manners these days.
No.
Now that the nicer weather is here, I see people jogging in a beautiful cemetery across the street from my house.
Okay.
This is a sacred place, the final resting spot for our families and neighbors. It's not a gym. It's not Cherokee Park.
Mm.
I'm not sure there's anything I can do, but I just needed to get this off my chest. I dare people who do this to call you and justify their lack of decency.
Oh.
And don't tell me it's too dangerous to jog on the street. Planet Fitness is $10 a month. Sign up and show some respect. Thank you. Love your show.
Okay. Thank you for giving us maybe the emotion attached to that email.
And the most angry ad for Planet Fitness.
Right, exactly.
They're probably like, hey, thanks. Thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, thanks for the shout out, Ellen. So I'm a jogger. I don't jog through a cemetery during any of my routes that I take. But
is there like an etiquette for that?
But yeah, and I was just going to say, I don't know, but I will be honest and say that I've like, you know, when we've driven through Cave Hill Cemetery on occasion, I've looked at it and gone, this would be a great place to jog. In my mind, I'm like looking at it going, ah, you know, it's nice paths, some hills, beautiful flowers. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yeah, great landscaping and everything. And so, you know, I could be guilty of what Ellen is accusing us of.
Well, you probably shouldn't start now.
Well, at least if Ellen lives across the street. I don't know. Again, I've not heard of this as a respect thing or not. Is that any different than driving through a cemetery?
I think it's because she's thinking it's not with the purpose of visiting a loved one.
Okay. All
you're driving through a cemetery. Sure. You're on your way to visit a grave. So I think that's what she's thinking is like, you're not paying respects. These are people's loved ones you're running all over.
Well, I'll say there have been times when I've gone through a cemetery and I don't have a loved one that I'm seeing, but I just, you know, we're going there to see certain gravestones or certain, you know, places where people have been put to rest.
Yeah.
Not because they're related to me in any way or because it's a loved one, but because more of a, I don't know, educational purpose, I guess. I don't know.
But you know, I feel like the whole purpose for having a cemetery is so that you can go visit your loved ones
and pay
your respects whenever you feel like you want to be close to them. So, you know, maybe the residents at the cemetery enjoy visitors. maybe she could change her perspective and say, well, maybe they like the visitors.
Hey, Aaron.
I learned to drive in a cemetery. And the streets are dangerous, and people don't want to go on a treadmill. They like to, if the weather's nice, they want to be outside.
Okay.
There's no harm, no foul. She needs to get over herself.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He said he learned to drive in a cemetery.
That is unusual, because the roads are narrow.
Well, yeah, the roads are narrow, so then you... Yeah, I could see. And there's curves, lots of curves. There's rarely ever straight lines in a cemetery, right?
Yes.
So I could see where that could be... something
interesting.
And I'm thinking of...
I'm not sure we're going to go ahead and go ahead and endorse that as a, hey, that's a great idea. Well, let's go try to learn how to drive in a cemetery.
I
don't know.
If you hit anyone, they're probably not going to get hurt.
Listen! I feel like Ellen would really thumb her nose down at that idea.
She would not appreciate that
comment.
She would
not put her stamp of approval on that. She's mad at people jogging through. She's not going to want people to start learning how to drive in a cemetery.
All right. If you've got a comment or, I don't know, a comment for either Ellen or you are a jogger and you go through cemeteries and you want to kind of justify what you're doing.
Give her another perspective.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear yours coming up. And Paul, I'll get to your comment on the way next. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Ellen, triggered by the lack of manners from joggers who run in a beautiful cemetery across the street from her house, says it's sacred and not a gym. So wants joggers to justify their lack of decency. Some interesting comments on this.
Yes, Swifty Kim said, get a grip, Karen. The dead people there are probably happy to get more visitors who aren't crying in mourning. LOL.
Angela on Facebook says, doesn't the lawnmower run over the graves every week? How is this different?
That is really a valid point. I mean, you have to keep up the grounds there. Bethany said, honestly, why does she care? It's not like they're yelling and disturbing the visitors. It's not like they're taking a dump on the graves.
Oh, my gosh.
I guarantee the people buried there don't care. They're dead. Just saying.
Jacqueline says, is this a future resting place for Ellen, or are these runners waking the spirits and they're haunting Ellen? I understand her point of view, but not everyone believes that souls of people are actually where their bodies are resting. So if they're not hurting or vandalizing anything, I really just don't see the issue here. All right, Paul, what's your thought?
Well, I would never jog in any cemetery these days. Because you never know. I mean, there's people sleeping everywhere these days. Mm. There's people stealing flowers off gravestones. Yeah, I mean, that's just very low. So you don't know who's spooking around in the cemetery.
All right. Paul has a point there.
Uh-huh.
Mike, what's your thought?
Hey, man, what y'all are talking about, you know, you could practice driving at cemetery. Nobody's going to get killed. They already did.
Okay. That's not going to help Ellen, though. She's upset.
What about joggers?
No, man, you know, I think y'all right. I think the souls like the presence of a person, you know, admiring what everybody has. It's like their tombstones are like their jewelry and all they just want to show them off. So it's good to come out and enjoy yourself, man. You know,
all right.
It is what it is.
Mike, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Perspective.
Y'all have a good morning, y'all.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Hey, mate.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, mate. Brittany says, I've seen people riding their bikes through a cemetery while visiting a loved one. I really didn't think much of it, but when I took my son one day while visiting, when he was fairly young, he saw a man in white pants and a red shirt dancing around the tombstones. He was pointing and wanting me to look at him. When I looked up, there was no one there. So I guess there's all types of people in cemeteries.
Yeah, you guess. Maybe she's not actually seeing joggers. Maybe the spirits are getting a workout and they're running through.
Sharp left turn.
Yeah. What if? What if, Ellen?
What if? John says, I'm married to a funeral director. I'm kind of an authority on this. As long as you're respectful to families and avoiding services that are in progress.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Sure.
It's okay. Don't run through parked cars. Music has to be on headphones, no littering. So you follow those guidelines and you're respectful.
I mean, you know, honestly, that's no different than really being in public in general. Tara said, there's lots of articles and opinions on running in cemeteries. General opinion seems to be that the cemeteries are designed for the living to use. And as long as you're doing it respectfully, many cemeteries don't mind runners. I think what we're getting at is as long as it's a respectful use of the cemetery, then I think we're fine, Alan.
I think maybe this will make her look at it in a different light. Now, if you see anyone doing anything disrespectful,
then I would just call the police.
Then call the authorities.
Like I said, I am a runner. I don't run. I have several routes that I do. None of them are through a cemetery. However, I've driven through several cemeteries, and they are all beautiful and well manicured.
Landscaping. Yeah, John said sign up for a walking tour of Cave Hill.
Yeah,
for a stroll in a beautiful area.
Cave Hill is a beautiful cemetery that we have here, and I've driven through Cave Hill before and thought to myself, man, this would be a cool place to jog.
Oh, and then this is a really good perspective. E said, last time I asked if I could go through the cemetery when my husband and I were walking by, he said that'd be fine. We passed through rows and rows of the dead, and all I could think about was how few of them had flowers or signs that someone came by at all. I prayed over the families of the deceased, and now when I'm off and we have time to walk, we make it a point to walk through and pray over the families of the ones laid to rest. We don't know them, but it feels like a good thing to do. I love that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And if people want to jog through there, I don't think that they're doing anything wrong.
All right. Now, do you do the thing where you hold your breath when you go by a cemetery?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. It's like a wives' tale,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when you're driving in a car and you pass by a cemetery, you say, like, cemetery on the left, and then you hold your breath so you're not breathing out of respect to those who are in the cemetery, and then you see how long
because
you can hold your
Because you don't want
breath.
Them to be jealous? I don't understand. What's the mentality? Well, like, hold your breath but, so they're not jealous that you're still breathing.
I know, but
what
my
is that?
Point is if you're trying to do that and you're running through a cemetery, I don't know you're going to get very far.
That's not going to be helpful
no,
for your job.
Not at all.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe she'll look at it a little bit differently. Now, yeah. If, you know, she's sees people being disrespectful, I can understand that she gets upset about that. But if they're just going about their day for the hashtag fitness and they want to enjoy the beautiful grounds, then okay.
All right, cool. Ellen, thank you. That is group therapy. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Angelina calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Angelina.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And Angelina, it would be, we would be remiss if we didn't mention your 8-year-old daughter, Charlotte, who's with you, right?
Love that.
And your son who just graduated from YPass, so that's pretty cool.
Yep.
What's his name?
Damon.
Damon.
And what does he want to do after graduating?
Go bump around for at least a year.
All right.
Fine.
There you go. Angelina's got brown hair, drives a Kia Sorento, is a customer success manager, and has been married 15 years.
Look at that. I like that. I like customer success manager. That's a really positive way to say, I am going to make my customers succeed and be happy with us. I like that.
Whatever it takes, right, Angelina? Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Right. Kelly's going to describe what Little Kid Drunk Adult's all about.
So you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or made a bad choice as a drunk adult?
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. First one.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Oh.
Ow. Oh, no.
Owie. I would hope it's not a little kid.
Drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
I feel like yes, because if it's a little kid, we need to find the parents.
Both of you are saying drunk adult?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It is.
I was a little kid.
Where are the parents? What is happening?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Little kid.
Yeah. So I did sneak into a cow pasture as a little kid.
Hang on, Angelina,
and
is this you?
Got in a, yeah. So like, I was like, surely not another kid idiot.
Surely there was another kid idiot.
You just found your soul sister.
You did.
How I got in so much trouble because I came home with cow poop on me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Did you also get stuck on a fence?
No, I didn't get stuck.
Okay, good. That's where your story's different.
And comfier. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear hers.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Angelina, we took a path down your memory lane that I didn't think
that's
we would do.
Never happened before.
Kelly likes to say hard left.
Yeah,
it was a sharp left turn, yep.
It was. All right, so her little kid story of getting stuck on an electric fence.
Me and my friend wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence and it got caught in the back of my shirt.
Uh-oh.
And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents.
Oh.
And
gosh.
I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got
home. Oh my gosh! Wow!
That a learner?
Dang! That's a harsh lesson to learn right
that
there.
Is. All right. Man.
All right. Hey, Mom, sorry. I'm getting electrocuted, though. Can you help me out?
All right. So, Angelina, the next couple that you hear, maybe you just pull from your own experience and you answer it accordingly, you know?
Right. If you have a similar story, we do want to hear yours.
All right,
this is
here
fun.
We go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got into a fist fight once while dressed as a gumball machine.
All right. Dressed as a gumball machine, got in a fist fight.
Please be a drunk adult, please.
This could go either way, though. I mean, what if it's really? Halloween and a kid is, like, stealing the candy? And I'll say little kid.
All right, so Kelly's saying little kid. Angelina, you're saying drunk,
I'll say drunk adult.
You're saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
What? My God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, these parents!
All these parents.
It was a costume contest at the fire hall, and I lost. And I guess all the work that went into putting the costume together, the painting and the cutting, and I took it out on the kid who won, because all he did was put on a stupid Bart Simpson mask.
Wow. There's no grudge there, is there?
Oh, he's still hanging on to some animosity. Yeah, he's upset still.
All right.
It sounds like rightfully so.
All right, Angelina, you're 0 for 2. Let's try to at least get one right, okay?
I mean.
Okay. All right, here we go. Next one, last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got into a low-speed chase with police in a canoe.
Oh, my gosh.
In a canoe?
A low-speed chase with police in a canoe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's...
It is so difficult,
I mean,
isn't it?
Somebody has to get drunk in these stories. We're going to do drunk adult because someone has to be a drunk adult.
All right.
You're
all
right.
You're
we have had two
odds.
Little kids. I'm playing the odds with you. Drunk
right.
adult.
Both
yes.
of you are saying drunk adult.
So I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
Okay.
Yes, you got one. Drunk adult, low speed chase in a canoe.
Not good to canoe.
I was an adult, but I was still underage. And my friends and I were drinking on the banks of a river when the sheriff came down to see what we were doing.
Uh-oh.
And when he asked for an ID, I jumped in the canoe and I tried to paddle away.
Oh, my God!
What? And then he, like, waded into the water and got me back in the canoe. And I started paddling harder, but, of course, I got nowhere. And so I got arrested for underage drinking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So the sheriff just literally walked into the river and just grabbed the canoe and was like, I don't know where you're going.
No. She just starts paddling harder like it's going to work.
They for sure still tell this anecdote in the squad room. Like, for sure they tell the rookies.
I know. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh. My gosh.
All right. Well, you know what? One out of three, we'll still hook you up. All right. So congratulations. Thank you, Angelina.
Oh, this
Yay.
Is great.
Yay.
Oh, and I believe probably the first time we've had a contestant like
Matched
say, yep,
story
I
for
had
story.
That. Yep. Yep. That was my
too. It gets worse. If you want to know, it's worse.
What happened?
Did sneak into a cow pasture with my brother. And at some point, he accidentally or on purpose kicked a little bit on me. And then I got angry and I kicked some back. And we got in a massive fight and came home covered in gross.
Okay, you kicked some cow patties on each other.
Yeah.
The real reason I got in so much trouble, yes, I snuck into a cow patty, but also we got in a giant poo fight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I can only imagine the smells.
Siblings.
Where are the parents?
Siblings, that's right. All right, Angelina, you've been great. Thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All righty, good deal.
Oh, so great. Oh, my gosh. So many life lessons to be learned here.
This is great.
In this game. So, listen, share the stories. We need to hear the stories. Email us a voice note of you telling us a headline, revealing the answer, finishing the story, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
So if tomorrow you hear a oddly familiar voice saying, I went in through cow poop at my brother in a cow pasture, you'll know where it's from. 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If I'm honest, when I first read this DM from Shayna, I thought this is very... This is very, like, minute of an issue.
Okay, like, small
like,
kind
this
of
is
a thing
small,
to be upset about.
Yeah, to be upset about, to think it's a deal breaker. I'm like, this is small. This is not a big deal. Like, what's the, like, why is this a deal for you? But then, I kind of got thinking about it. I'm like, all right. Relationship. relationships are interesting, and it's you got to figure out how to live your life, but then also cohabitate with another person.
Especially if you have different interests.
Yeah, yeah. And then when do those different interests become too much? When can there be compromise? Is there an ability to compromise? And I think that's where Shayna is with this DM that she sent us. And we'll get to that here in just a couple minutes on 99.7 DJX. If you got ever an issue that you're like, you know what? Could probably use Ben and Kelly to chime in on this or...
get some different perspectives. Maybe show me a way to look at it I didn't think about before.
Yep. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll get to that coming up next. So Shayna loves her boyfriend, doesn't love her boyfriend's outdoorsman lifestyle. Diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, my boyfriend and I have been together for about a year. Uh-huh. Everything's good except for one thing.
Uh-oh.
He's an outdoorsy kind of guy.
Okay.
Loves camping, hiking, fishing, that sort of thing. I don't. He wants me to go along on all his outdoor trips, and I don't want to. I wouldn't mind going on one or two a year, but I don't want to go every weekend.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting some not-so-subtle hints from his sister that he may be about to propose.
Oh.
I'm torn. I love him, but not enough to spend every weekend for the rest of my life in the woods.
Oh, God.
Is this a deal breaker?
I love him, but not
but
enough.
I can't live in the woods every weekend.
Now, Kelly, you're not a camper.
No.
You're more of a glamper, if that's what you call going
not even
and
that.
Spending time in a hotel room.
Exactly. Yes. I'll glamp in a hotel room. But yes. Now, my sister married kind of an outdoorsy kind of guy. We did not grow up as campers.
An outdoorsy family. Yeah.
Outdoorsy family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just didn't live nearby any places to go be that way. So that's okay. Kind of like, you know, we're a product of our environment. But, they have become, and I think she just adapted because she loves him, but they got like a camper.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go and they find amazing campsites that are like amusement parks. They have gorgeous pools and they, you know, the camper is a really nice place to sleep. So they're not sleeping in tents in the woods. Maybe there's a way that he can,
that you can glamp. Suggest.
Yes.
Other areas, other ways to camp?
Yes, and maybe not as often. Maybe there's a compromise in how often they're going. Like, if he's wanting to go every single weekend, I get
so
that. Who wants to be gone every single weekend?
Right. So my cousin, she and her family go camping. They went camping this past weekend, but they have, like, a camper.
Yes.
So they,
yeah, that's what my sister has.
Yeah, they pull, like, a trailer that you can... You don't have to set. You could set up tents outside, or
yes, but
you could
it's a
go
little home on wheels.
Yeah,
yes.
I was gonna say you could go inside the camper and just have an actual bed and sleep. And so you kind of pull that camper up and you build a fire outside. You set up your little chairs and, you know, roast marshmallows and all that fun stuff. But then when it's time to go in and sleep, you actually go inside and you sleep. So maybe I think that's more like the definition of glamping. Am I wrong in that or am I right?
Well, I think, you know, I think that's legit camping. I mean,
okay.
you go and you post up at a campsite and there are some really, really nice ones. It sounds like he is like going to the middle of the woods, pitch the tent, and that's where they're sleeping.
Yeah. It sounds like her back is on the ground type of thing.
Yes. And I understand not wanting to do that. But
is
so
this
maybe,
a deal breaker though?
Well, she needs to sit down and they need to like hash out like this. Listen, this is not me at all. So every single time I'm doing this with you, I'm doing this because I love you. So can we find a way to compromise, whether it be with the frequency
mm-hmm.
that we go and take these trips or the way in which the accommodations are maybe a little bit more comfortable that I can feel a little bit more comfortable in? Maybe there is, I don't know to what extent she's really sat down and been honest with him, like, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the outdoors, though.
Rob texts in and says, go create the memories and spend that time together. So many of my memories as a kid was from Rough River as a kid with family and friends. Just, you know, tons of memories and things to be made by camping. That's kind of what Rob is saying. I agree with you. And I think every relationship has their compromise, has their give and take. And so
yeah.
Maybe if that's something that's really important to him and you love him in every other way, then maybe there is a compromise that he can make on his end and you can make on your end to where you can kind of meet in that happy medium where this doesn't have to be a deal breaker.
I mean, and who knows? She really didn't indicate if she has shared with him at all about how not outdoorsy she is. So he may not even know
that's true.
She like hates it so much.
That may be one of those quote masks that need to come off before, the relationship goes any further.
She's been a trooper, you know, up until now, but now she's starting to see the writing on the wall. Like, this is going to be my life. And I don't know if I want to sign up for that, like, long term.
If I get one more mosquito bite or have to pick a tick out of an area of my body, I am going to lose it.
I mean, how do you not understand that? So, yeah, I feel like there's a couple of questions here. Like, have you been honest with him yet about how much you loathe that lifestyle? Would he be willing to compromise with how frequently you guys go? Could he switch up the accommodations a little bit? Figure out a way that you can go enjoy the outdoors with you feeling a little bit more of the comforts that you want.
Yeah. And maybe if that is saving up to buy sort of like a camper or something, then maybe that's something, a goal that you can, maybe that's a goal that you guys can set for each other and say, hey, look, can we do this?
Yeah.
And then if you want as a man to go and to pitch a tent outside the camper, then go ahead and do that. And
I'll be sleeping in the camper.
Yeah, I'll be in the camper, right? And when the bears get to be too much, you just come on inside
with
me, right?
Exactly. I'm also going to shower in there too. So.
All right. Well, Shayna, I think that there is a compromise. No, don't think it has to be a deal breaker, but yes, definitely something that you need to communicate to him. So.
Yeah, if you haven't yet been completely honest with how you feel about that, then you need to be right now. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, figure out a way that works for both of you so you're both getting what you need out of the relationship, because it sounds like he's a great guy.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for reaching out. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Long weekend, took in the Little Mermaid remake, and Disney's remake of the Little Mermaid topped the box office, opening at $117.5 million over the weekend, fifth largest to last year's Top Gun Maverick, which was the record for the Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's not even touching that $160 million.
A lot of people went out. The Little Mermaid, number one over the weekend at the box office. And I saw it. And I got to say, as a remake, it was really, really good. The music was on point.
Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping down.
And it was one of those things where I hadn't seen the movie all the way through for probably over a decade, maybe more, when my daughters were maybe little. And even then, when they saw like the animated version of Little Mermaid, I didn't sit there and watch it all the way with them. I let the movie babysit while I went off and did other things. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
See, we've been watching it incessantly because my daughter was just in a production of The Little Mermaid at school.
Yeah. So she would probably
been all up in it.
She would probably enjoy this remake of Little Mermaid because I'll say that they stuck to the original very, very well. And I kind of forgot some parts as it went along, and then it revealed itself. Melissa McCarthy did a fantastic Ursula.
Did she sing? Was she good? Because that's a huge, meaty part.
Oh, she absolutely encompassed the evil sea witch. Javier Bardem played the King Triton, and he was fantastic. He's been in some amazing movies, Pirates of the Caribbean, No Country for Old Men, Eat, Pray, Love, that stuff, but played an amazing King Triton. And like I said, the whole movie kind of followed the original. Even Jodie Benson, who was the original voice of The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
She had a cameo.
She did?
Yeah, she had a cameo, and she was in it. Like, you actually got to see her.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she played it. But there was one part that I feel like the remake left out. I would have given the remake probably a 10 out of 10 had it not been for the complete lack and completely ignoring the chef trying to murder Sebastian.
They left that part out? You can't leave out the chef!
I mean, the chef tried to murder Sebastian was part yes. of my absolute favorite part of the original.
One of the
was
best.
Completely
yes.
left out.
And his teeth get all knocked out.
Le poisson, how I love
le poisson.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, they did a great job otherwise, but I needed to see some more attempted murder of Sebastian. I needed that out of my Disney franchise. Why Disney didn't give me murder?
That
I don't know.
A key scene. You cannot glaze over that. It was also one of the best parts of the school production we did.
Yeah, so again,
oh, I'm upset.
From everything from you know, Ariel to King Triton to Ursula to Eric. I mean, everything was great. The music was on point, but this one scene left out, and I'm done.
Yeah, no, I can't deal with that. Listen, the scene that I kind of saw when they're in the bedroom, she's got her legs. It's Sebastian and Scuttle. They're just they need them to be more cartoonish. Because I love the cartoon versions of them. I don't need them to look like an actual crab.
Kelly, this isn't a cartoon.
I don't like it.
It's a live adaptation.
I can't, no.
That's the, it's,
no.
And they're CGI, Kelly, if that makes any more sense.
No, that's
because
not better.
Crabs and birds don't talk.
That is not better in my book. And if they try to do this with Finding Nemo, I'm out. Like, if they try to, like, get real looking fish to do and redo a live action of Finding Nemo, no sir.
I will say
of
all the live action remakes that Disney has done, this is probably the best. So anyways.
Really?
Like I said,
I love Beauty and the Beast. I was on board with all that. They did that well.
They did. This was fantastic. But the one scene.
How are you gonna diss the chef? How are you gonna do that?
I know.
Complaint letters.
Sacrebleu! What is this? Come on up, could
I miss such a sweet little succulent crab? I know.
Dang.
Anyways, you can see, broke some records up, WDJX.com. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and a setting the bar story, Kelly.
The examples of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we didn't think people would need to be reminded to do this, but here we are. So if you can manage to make it through the day without needing to be reminded that you have to wear clothes for your driver's license photo, you're doing okay.
Are we completely naked at the DMV?
So it's unclear what inspired this reminder, but the Atlanta DMV had to post something on Facebook that said, please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your driver's digital driver's license and IDs.
Oh, so they weren't at the DMV. They were like mailing it in, like renewing my license. Here's my picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you used to have to go to the DMV and other special places to have your photo taken for driver's license, passports, and other IDs. Now you can sometimes use your own photos and mail
them. That's kind of magical. That's how I got mine renewed.
And I was going to say, and send them in digitally, but there are apparently some rules, like you can't be naked.
Okay. Oh, that is wow. But you know what? Maybe they were thinking, listen, if authorities need to look at my license, they're going to see the real me, right? Not an imposter in clothing.
Sure.
Right? They need to see.
If ever there's a police lineup where there's...
I'm the real person.
Suspects without clothes on, then you can help identify that I am either the person or no, not the person.
All my identifying factors on display.
Yeah. So the Georgia Department of Driver Services had to remind people to keep things classy.
Keep it classy,
but
Georgia.
Again, there had to be at least one person that did this in order for them to send or to make that public announcement.
Listen, I need, though, for them to post the example of what they're talking about. Because how are we supposed to really, truly know what they
is
mean
and
when
what
they
isn't
say,
naked?
Don't be naked? Yeah, I just for research purposes.
What classifies as naked?
Like, is there someone naked in the background? Maybe, you know, when you take like a mirror selfie and you forget to check the background, maybe someone's using the bathroom.
I get
it. Or were they just legit like, I'm feeling cute today, so I don't need clothes.
That's right.
I'm just going to send this little picture in And there you go. Yep. Put it on my driver's license.
I don't know what it was, but Georgia Department of Driver Services had to issue a, let's keep it classy, please send in photos that aren't naked. All right?
Oh, I'm just going to need for them to just, again, if you need to pixel some stuff out, I need an example.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without needing to be reminded that you have to wear clothes for your driver's license photo, you're doing okay.
Listen, the comments are pretty great, though, on the Facebook post. You should do a deep dive.
All right. Maybe we can share that. Can we share that on our Facebook
page? Yep. Yep. We'll share that. Yep.
At Ben and Kelly Show.